Now, speaking of travelling, last year we spoke to Torbjørn Pedersen, better known as Thor, about his project Once Upon a Saga. He's Danish. He's just 9 countries away from visiting every nation in the world in one single journey without flying. This has so far taken him 7 years, 194 countries so far, and Thor's making this mammoth trip as an ambassador for the Red Cross. But he was stuck in Hong Kong, had been since January 2020, happily stuck, but unable to carry on thanks to COVID. He was very hirsute. He grows a beard in between trips out to see him by his fiancée Leah, and it's been a long time between reunions. So Thor still needs to travel to Palau, Vanuatu, Tonga, Samoa, Tuvalu, New Zealand, Australia, Sri Lanka and the Maldives. So how's he doing? Hello, Thor.
Hello, hello.
When we last spoke to you 7 months ago, you'd been trapped in Hong Kong for 35 weeks because of COVID. You're still there.
Yes, I am. And it's a bit more now.
Just to recap, you're only 9 countries short. Do you still think you can get it done?
Well, I'm trying to be the optimist. And if I don't think I can do it, then I've sort of wasted all this time waiting out here in Hong Kong. I think we're getting closer to a point where the world probably not will return to what normal is, but where things will start to open up and I can tick off a few more countries and get closer to the goal.
Yeah, okay, good. There's been a significant update to your story. You are now married.
Yes, I'm married in the great state of Utah and in Hong Kong, so that's good.
How did that work? You mentioned your fiancée Lee to us last time. How did this marriage come about? How did it actually work?
I met some people who said, did you know that you can get married online and then bring someone inside Hong Kong? And it sounded like nonsense. But we looked into it, and it turns out that there's an agency in Utah. And I believe that they were marrying people who were in prison. And then as the pandemic broke out, suddenly they were marrying all sorts of people around the world that could not gather within the same room. And we looked into this, and I'm from Denmark, and we contacted the authorities in Denmark, and they said, this is nonsense. This is not valid in Denmark. You would have to be in the same room next to each other. But as it turns out, Hong Kong recognizes it. So that was the first step. And second step was I needed to get a job so I could change my status within Hong Kong to become a resident. And once I was a resident and once we were husband and wife, I could apply for a dependent visa and bring her into Hong Kong.
Wow. So she was in her apartment in Denmark. You were in Hong Kong. And that's one of the stranger weddings I've ever heard of.
Yeah, there's a twist to that because she got married on December 19th. And due to the time difference, I got married on the 20th. So we have 2 different wedding days.
And it was your 42nd birthday, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It was her idea, so I would remember the date.
You had planned to marry Lee in New Zealand at the end of this adventure. So maybe one day, who knows when you can have a honeymoon when you finally arrive here.
Yeah, well, so the way we look at this is that if this is valid in Utah, then it's probably valid in the entirety of the United States. And since it's valid in Hong Kong, it's probably valid in the entirety of China. So those are 2 great countries, but we need to get married so it's valid in Denmark as well. And that could easily happen in New Zealand.
Such romance then. So, all right, they wanted proof that you had a long-lasting relationship, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did. They were asking for photos. And fortunately, Lee has been out to visit me 22 times across this planet. So we have plenty of photos from the past 7-8 years together. And then they wanted some photos from the wedding, which was a little bit harder, and some photos from after the wedding, which was impossible because we hadn't seen each other after we got married. But then also they wanted to some other data, and they were suggesting that we could send them phone records from having phone conversations together. And then they said, well, how about letters? Maybe you sent letters between each other. I said, no, it's still not something we do now. And I looked into WhatsApp, because we do WhatsApp a lot with each other. And there was a function where I could download the last, what was that? That was 18 months of conversation, no photos, just the text. messaging, and I printed that out thinking, oh, that's probably 4, 6, 7 pages, something like that. I believe it came out to be some 490 pages front and back. So it was a huge stack of paperwork.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was a little worried handing that over to immigration because I thought they might get upset. If you did that in Denmark, it would certainly be something similar to trying to pay a parking fine with quarters or something like that. but they liked their paperwork here in Hong Kong and they processed it.
Now, before Lee would come to join you, you had to shave your beard off. Why?
Well, so the beard does get a little bit out of control. The general idea is that it gets to grow when she's not around. And then when she comes out, she has a look at it and goes, oh, that's way too long. She doesn't know what's hiding inside it. Something could be growing inside it, so it has to come off. And it's just been like that since the very beginning of this project. So she comes out and sees me. I cut it off. She flies home. The beard comes back again. This time we hadn't seen each other for 19 months, so it was quite the beard. And as per tradition, it came off again a couple of days before she landed.
So your life has been going through a period of great upheaval, but great as well. So what's the job you've got in Hong Kong?
Yeah, so Denmark is a seafaring nation and has the world's largest shipping company, Maersk. And Denmark has been a seafaring nation for hundreds of years. And because of that, they established seafarers' missions. So we have the Danish Seamen's Church here in Hong Kong, which is one of 6 left in the world. And they needed an assistant. So the general role is to establish contact with ships that have a Danish flag and then ask if they need anything. That could be newspapers. I've delivered guitar strings, a Samsonite suitcase, coffee beans, a PlayStation 5, whatever they need out there. And then I go and shop for it and bring it on board the ship.
That's not a bad gig.
No, that's actually great. And I have a lot of experience with the ships, being that I've traveled on board 25 container ships. And I think that the key thing that made me a candidate is that I speak Danish. And that's why you couldn't give the job to someone from Hong Kong.
Yes. What is the mood like in Hong Kong at the moment? Because politically, since you've been there, it's gone through all sorts of changes. It seems like a fairly forlorn sort of time since we last talked.
Yeah. Well, I'm not much of a political guy, but I can tell you that a lot of people are upset about the direction that things are heading in. Generally, all around the world, I think we enjoy our freedoms. And I think that a lot of people here believe that that's being taken away from them. But you have people for and against. You have people who think that this is heading in the right direction. You have people that think it's heading in the wrong direction. Another thing about the mood is the vaccinations. So in this part of the world, there's generally a fair bit of distrust in government compared to where I come from. People are not too sure about these vaccines that are available. So I got my first 2 shots. I'm fully vaccinated at this point. Anyone above the age of 30 can come and get vaccinated. People are still not really doing it.
So you're officially a Hong Kong resident now. Who would have thought?
Yes. But where, with a Hong Kong driver's license as well.
All the paraphernalia. But where will home be for you and Lee once you've finished, once you're allowed to leave, as it were? Where will you go?
Well, home is always Denmark. But hopefully I'll have an international life where I still get to travel around the world and talk about this project and share it with people.
Speaking of the project, if instead of the church, Seaman's Church, a seaman on board a ship, a captain on a ship, said, listen, I know what you're trying to do. I'm going to take you to those countries in the Pacific tomorrow. Would you get on board and go?
So I've been trying to leave Hong Kong for more than 400 days. And now it finally worked out so that I could bring the woman that I love to Hong Kong. And now we want to spend some time together. And she'll probably be able to be here until the end of May. She has a job. She's a medical doctor and works for a pharmaceutical company in Denmark, but she can work online here from Hong Kong. And we figure we'll get a good solid 2 months here in Hong Kong together. So if I was offered a ship today or tomorrow, then I would probably say no.
Just recapping on your journey a bit, because it is quite stupendous. People have been so generous to you at times. Yes, you throw yourself on the mercy of humanity, and humanity responds.
Correct. Tens of thousands of people that have helped and supported. And it's small gestures. You know, it's just pointing me in the right direction, or a tiny translation, or pat on the back, or offering me a cup of tea, or a smile when I need it. Or sometimes it's been huge. You know, sometimes people have left the keys for me so I could come to their home. And we're talking about people I've never met in my life, where I'm suddenly standing inside their home and they're not there. I've become the house taker. Or people who have driven me 100 kilometers, or people have been incredible. There's no way we would have gotten this far without people. It is a people project.
194 countries. And yet you've been in danger. You faced death at gunpoint in Cameroon with guns pointed at you by drunken men. You were threatened with prison. People have thought you were a terrorist in places because of your beard. You've been intrepid as well, Thor.
Yeah, well, it hasn't been easy. I think there's definitely a lot more work which goes into this project than what most people they realize. And I try to keep social media updated, but often and again, it ends up being pretty photos or nice memories or meeting kind people. And then people they look at that and think, well, that's not too hard. There's some risk involved in doing something like this. At this point, it's been more than 7 years of my life, so you need to be willing to pay that price as well. But overall, I think, you know, most people are just people. And you mentioned Cameroon, and it's true, yeah, gunpoint in Cameroon. But apart from that episode, I had a great time in Cameroon, and people were amazing and friendly, and it's a beautiful part of our planet.
Yes, last time you told us that whenever you've been to the countries that are the trouble spots of the world, you have found wonderful people and people just like us.
Definitely. You know, people, they like a good meal. They like to sing songs, or they like to listen to music. They like to dance, fall in love. People do not like to get stuck in traffic. People do not like rain. People do not like to be cold. People do not like to worry about things. People do not like to have insecurity. People, they like to be safe. People are people.
It has been a true saga. All the best in the months ahead. So you still don't really know what the future holds, do you?
No, I don't think any of us do. Right now I have 9 countries remaining, and they're all island nations. And your beautiful 2 big islands are amongst them. And a number of countries are closed. And on top of that, the ships are highly reluctant of taking non-essential personnel on board, because you might bring the virus on board and that would be problematic, or it would mess up cargo operations for them when they go to another port. And on top of that, Hong Kong Immigration and Maritime Organization, they've also said, I cannot go on board right now due to the pandemic.
Yeah.
So I need to cross those 3 barriers to keep moving. And I don't know if that's going to be next month or 6 months down the line.
Well, nothing's deterred you so far, so it's going to be fascinating to see. I'm never going to travel overseas with a beard after reading about your experiences.
Well, the beard is a good icebreaker. I've met a lot of people who wanted to take photos with me or have seen the hit series Vikings, and then I fall into the category because of the beard. The beard's good for some things.
Yeah. Congratulations to you and Lee on getting married in such inventive circumstances. We'll keep in touch, and we're fascinated to find out what'll happen to you, but lovely to do a catch up with you, Thor. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
We've put up a photo of you beardless on our website so people can finally see what you look like, even though you don't like what you look like.
Yes. Okay, that's good. Good stuff. Thanks for checking up on me.
It's a pleasure. All the best, Thor.
You too. Bye bye.
Thor Pedersen in Hong Kong.